Hey kids, it's the Phil Andrew Show pre-show here for the Friday the 30th. Thursday the 30th. Friday's Halloween, that's nuts. And then the first day of November is Saturday. And that means 2 weeks and 3 days to the end of our run. Not that I'm counting the hours and the minutes. I'm enjoying the hell out of being on stage in the pitch. And I love my castmates. It's just kind of like a little bit set adrift from my home here, living in an apartment in New York, where, you know, you're walking everywhere, which is fine. Walking everywhere is actually good for me. But I am not sleeping all that well, and I'm not sure what that's about. I think it's just the kind of the whole different vibe, you know. I actually slept pretty good yesterday. Why is that? Because I had a couple of gummies, yeah. Actually, I ate the gummies that I bought from that cannabis shop on 7th Avenue or 8th Avenue, whatever the fuck it was. Now, I still have 4 gummies left over from my good, close, personal friend, Joe Lorenzo, who plays Mike. I don't think I'm talking out of school, am I, Joe? Letting people know that you have gummies? Yeah, I got 2 of those. Those were really good, man. So, I don't know, maybe I'll eat those. The ones that I got at that shop, walking back from the theater one night, kind of powerful, man. You know, I mean, like maybe 2. Like, I don't think they're for sleeping. I think they're for getting stoned. Even though she said to me, I said, look, I'm looking for something that's going to help me sleep. She goes, here it is, sir. And these are called, it's Blue Raspberry Mellow. Off Hours is the name of the brand from, where's this company? Off Hours. 10 gummies, 100 milligrams of THC. I think. No, yeah, 100 milligrams. And like that, man. This has the... Where's this company at? NoWave.com. Rochester, New York. 300 Trade Center, Rochester, New York. I guess it, you know, doesn't really matter. Directions: start with 1/2 of a gummy, wait 1 full hour before increasing the dose. I don't know, bro. But I did like those other ones that I got, so hey, we'll see. I got gummies at home in the refrigerator. Whoever thought that I would become like a marijuana, you know, I'd be back on... I'm not back on the weed. I'm not smoking weed. I stopped smoking weed because I didn't like it anymore. I'm the kind of guy that it tends to make a little paranoid. I get a little anxious after smoking weed. Booze, not the same. Booze made me feel fantastic. But even now, I don't drink a lot anymore. In fact, I haven't had a drink in a couple of months because the hangovers from booze now are too much, you know. So I think I just might be going like sans drugs for the rest of my life. I mean, I'll be just digging on the natural vibe of, you know, I'll be high on life and all that good shit. Okay, on the show today, we have Gloria Grover. She will be hosting a show called I'm Gloria Grover, I'm Alive and At It, or some shit. She can't remember the name of the show, which makes, for me, that makes doing these kinds of shows fun, these kinds of podcasts, these kinds of character bits, whatever. Also, Gloria will bring me on to try to interview me. Then she brings on her husband, Dr. Ed Elcott, and then she has problems with Bud. So the whole thing sort of devolves into the usual shit show. That's what's ahead for you today on our show. Tomorrow we have today is Thursday, so we have a performance tonight. We're off tomorrow. Then comes the big doubleheader that we do on Saturdays. That is the, we do the matinee and then the evening performance. And then we do an evening performance on Sunday. We do an evening performance on Monday. And boom, we're off for another couple of days. We'll do that for the next 2.5 weeks. And I actually got a thing from the Verbo company that is renting me this apartment. Do you want to extend your stay? And I think I'm going to have to, because the last performance is on the 17th of November, and I think I'm out of here on the 16th. I think I made a faux pas. Let me look and see here. All right, so that was I just had to write a very quick email to my voiceover agents because in the what we call booking out, that means you're not available to do an audition because you're either out of town on a vacation or you're you know you're doing another show or something, or in my case, I'm in New York doing this play, so I don't really have the utility to do auditions here, even though I am doing my show on this laptop. I don't know about using this for auditions because they really want, you know, a specific quality of audio. So today I had exactly two cups of yogurt with that fruit shit in the top. They sold that at some coffee. But my favorite places in New York are coffee shops now. Common Ground, which is right next door to my apartment here. There's another one called the Gregory Gourmet Coffee. And then Starbucks is the usual. So I got all the coffee places, you know. I haven't been back to Rosie O'Grady's, and I haven't been back to Ted Montana's to have a steak dinner or anything, because I think I'm about done with that. Man, I got to get back to the usual kind of good diet, because I'm going to be coming back to Florida having not lost one motherfucking pound, man, even though I'm walking everywhere. I mean, I'm walking every fucking place. You know, now you'd think that'd be fantastic exercise, and it is, but at the same time, I don't think I'm dropping any weight. Maybe we'll see. Who knows? Okay. I love you.